Please turn your Bible with me to Mark chapter 10. Sorry, what's making this? Mark 10. I want to talk briefly this morning on the topic I titled Serve to Lead. Serve to Lead. Mark 10 from verse 35. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. I'm reading NET version. James and John, the son of Zebedee, came to him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." He said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Permit one of us to sit at your right hand and the other at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I experience?" They said to him, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink, and you will be baptized with the baptism I experience. But to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give. It is for those for whom it has been prepared." Now, when the other ten heard this, they became angry with James and John. Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in high positions use their authority over them. But it is not this way among you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant." King James Version says minister. "And whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave." King James says servant of all. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now, in these verses, we see that verses 35 to 37, the Zebedee brothers, James and John, went to lobby Jesus for a special favor. They wanted to sit at his right hand and left at his glory. Just like many of us today, we love to be at the top. We love to cut corners. We want to be at the top and be recognized and enjoy a good and successful life. You know, we want to achieve quick success. We want to quickly be successful. No wonder. Many people today are into so many abominable things to be respected or successful in the society. No wonder these days we have so many that are into Yahoo, Yahoo Plus, drug peddling, fraud in organizations, and even rituals. Some people are involved in that. Some fall easily to different Ponzi schemes because they want to attain quickly. Get rich quick syndrome, or what do you call it? Some are willing to sleep with men to rise up. Unfortunately, so many people are indulging in this, and they are Christians. Some engage in bribery and corruption of high magnitude. Some even trade off their friends in exchange for power. Why some even kill? To them, it's all about sitting in high position for men's glory and recognition and accolades. You see, James and the brother, all they wanted, they didn't care about their friends, they didn't care about the other brethren. They just went to scheme. They went to quickly, at the back of their friends, to quickly position themselves for the top. In verse 38, Jesus said, they don't know what they are talking about. Today also, many of us talk in fantasy. We want to be successful. We want to be popular. We want to be great. We want to be prosperous without understanding the content of greatness. The men thought they knew the road, or they thought they knew though. They thought, because they told Jesus in verse 39, they said, we are able, we will do it. You know, what happened in verse 41 of that scripture is what usually happens anywhere you have schemers and people who seek to have advantage over others. What you have in that scripture, in verse 41, is disquiet, anger, strife, disunity. Any organization or a place where you have some people, they may not be many, it could be one person, but he loves to scheme, there will be rancor. There will be disquiet. There will be trouble in that environment. I hope you are not one of such. Because you will not be doing things the way God wants. He said they don't know what they are doing or what they are saying. Well, because of rancor, because of disquietness, because of trouble that was already brewing, Jesus Christ quickly came into this situation. In verse 42, it doused the tension. But he came up with the kingdom principle, which could be said to be the golden rule of leadership. And that which we want to talk about briefly today. I call it a golden rule of leadership. Let's read it again. Mark 10 from verse 45 now. It says, but it is not this way among you. That is, it's not like others. It's not like the world does it. So it's not this way among you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave. For even the Son of Man, did not come to be served. That is Jesus Christ himself. Did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life as a ransom for many. What he's saying here is that you lead. I mean, to lead and be successful, you must serve. That is what he's saying. What does it mean to serve? What does it mean to serve? To serve is to perform duties or services for another person or an organization. It means you are doing something primarily for the benefits and goodwill of another person or group of people. When we serve, we look outside of ourselves, beyond our own problems, and seek to bring value to others. That is to serve. According to dictionary.com, service is an act of helpful activity. An act of helpful activity. Merriam-Webster defines it as a contribution to the welfare of others. Contribution to the welfare of others. These definitions point to a type of value creation directed at someone outside of yourself. And that definition is a system supplying a public need, such as transport, communications, or utilities such as electricity and water, e.g. a regular bus service. That is service. That is to serve. In psychology, the golden rule of leadership talks about being the leader means that you have been placed in a position to serve others. Who are the others? Your customers, investors, your team, and the employee who are part of the organization or department you run. So, brethren, what do we know? I just want us to quickly run through some of the things we need to know about serving. Serving. What to know? Number one, to serve is not self-serving. When we talk about serve, you know, the topic that we are sharing today is serve to lead.
serve
to lead. When we talk about serve or serving, it is not self-serving. You know, self-serving is about you. It's about you. Everything is about selfishness. It's about me. No. To serve is not about you, but others. So that is number one thing. Romans 16 verse 18 says, "For they that are such, that such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." So there are some people, when they serve, they are serving for their own belly. It's all about them. It is selfishness. They serve, when they do anything, when they want to be involved in anything, it's about what they will get. Job 21 verse 15 says, "What is the Almighty that we should serve Him?" That's what I'm saying. "And what profit should we have if we pray unto Him?" Those are the kind of people. They know that service brings profit. They were gazed on the profit rather than service. Many of us think of what to gain or profit margin before service. Even in your business. What is in it for me? What is there for me is the motive. When you do that, Jesus Christ said, that is not the way if you are a child of God. That's not the way to go. Now, number two thing I want us to know is that servanthood existed before time. He existed before time. Jesus serves the Father in Matthew 12, 18. Jesus said here that he fulfills the role of a servant. In John 8, 29, Jesus said he only did what pleased the Father. Philippians 2, 6 to 7, you read that also. In turn, Holy Spirit serves both the Father and the Son. John 15, 26. You also read John 16, 13 to 14 when you get home. Now, we are expected to serve God wholeheartedly. Mark 8, 36 says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Hebrews 12, 28 says, "Wherefore we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God." We may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Exodus 23, 25 says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." God expects to be served. He expects to be served. So, but he taught us, Jesus Christ served, Holy Spirit served, and he's still serving. Jesus Christ served God. Then, another point I want us to also note, point number three, Jesus serves humanity. He serves humankind. Matthew 20, 28, Jesus said he came to serve rather than to be served. He said he will offer his life for ours. Even though we ought to be serving him, he serves us. We are expected to serve humankind as well. John 21, 16 says, he said to him again the second time, now to Simon. He said, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." What did Jesus say? He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." He said it three times. "Feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep." Now, if you love Jesus, you know, Jesus Christ is going back, or he was going, but he still wanted somebody to continue to serve humanity. And that is his expectation of us, to serve. So if you want to be successful, point number four, servanthood is the way to greatness. Servanthood is the way to greatness. John 13, 17. Jesus said there is a blessing in serving. This was when he was finishing off the time of washing feet. That was what he said. Read it. If you want to be successful, I will serve. When you do, you become indispensable and is sought after. Now, serving
has some behaviors, such as helping. I mean, helping, that is assisting others overcome challenges and work-related problems. Sportsmanship, working without complaining. Individual initiative, doing more than expected or required, going above and beyond. Then self-development, that is voluntary actions to better oneself in knowledge, skills and abilities for the sake of others or your organization. Now, there is a correlation between love and service. Love makes you think of others first. Therefore, to serve effectively requires a genuine love, either for God or humanity. Galatians 5:13 says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." By love serve one another. In 1 Peter 4, from verse 7, "For the culmination of all things is near. So be self-controlled and sober-minded." Verse 10 says, "Just as each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of the varied grace of God." Use it to serve one another. Now, let's talk briefly on families. We talk about love, I'm saying serve to lead. You know, in families, I just want to say this one briefly. In families, husband, wife, you know, a knitted family. Most times, you know, the Bible says, husband, love your wife. Ephesians chapter 5. Let me read that. It says, "Husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her to sanctify her by cleansing her with the washing of the water by the word, so that he may be present to the church to himself as glorious, not having a stain or wrinkle or any such blemish, but holy and blameless." And he now said, "Wives, submit. Wives, submit to your husband." Now, you know, most times, and this caused a lot of tension in homes, most times you see husband saying, "Yes, the Bible says you should submit to me, you should whatever." But if we understand where we are coming from today, you will understand that love is serving. So when God says to a husband that they should love their wife, what God is saying is that, men, it's not just all this love, "I love you, I love you." You have been assigned to serve the woman. You see, unfortunately, many, many men do not serve. Many, there are so many also that serve. They want to tend, they want to make sure they consider the wife, they want to make sure they fend for the wife, they want to make sure they think about the progress of the wife. Some men are not, and they are asking for submission. When God has given you that authority that you think you have, it is serve. Jesus Christ, you know, he said that husbands should love their wives just as Christ loved the church. And we saw it in our scripture. The kind of love that Christ has for the church. He said, "I came not to be served." You know, there are some men, they are kingpin. They are King Kong in their homes. "You did not lean down to serve my food. I am talking, you are talking. I am the husband here. You don't talk when I'm talking." And all of those funny things. They claim position. But Jesus Christ said, "No, that is not leadership. That is not how to lead. If you have been made a husband in your family, serve. Serve your wife. Serve your children. That's your position." And you see, men, women will be happy now. Okari, Omako, you are giving it to them. But you have forgotten also that God said you should submit. And when you submit, it's also serving. When you submit, it's about the other person, not about you. So it's the same. We are meant to serve each other. So anywhere you see a place where a man is trying to claim his right, or a man is trying to reduce his wife to nothing, or is trying to prove a position, that man has lost it. It's not walking in line with Christ. May the Lord help the homes, and may the Lord help his church, in the name of Jesus Christ. What are the benefits of serving? Serving God activates success. Job 36 verse 11 says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Serving humanity gives gratitude, respect, and even new connections who are willing to help you grow your business or tell others of your goodwill. It brings patronage, because to serve is to meet the need of the people you serve. There will be patronage, which will ultimately make you stand out and eventually be a leader. In fact, serving others is beneficial to your health. It reduces stress. That's what I read. We learned that when we help our bodies, when we help others, it says our bodies release a hormone called oxytocin, which buffers stress and helps us maintain social trust and tranquility. Help serving others. Now, I just want to read briefly examples of some people who serve to lead. There's a man called Patrick Soon Shihong. He said he's the richest doctor on earth. Patrick Soon Shihong is a doctor turned entrepreneur who is worth close to $12 billion. He made his fortune transforming cancer treatments. Luckily, with this vast wealth, he has put his money to good use by investigating the rising cost of healthcare and funding children's hospitals around the world for improved equipment, medicines, treatments, and talented nurses and doctors. Now, this man, okay, let me read, then I will now tell us something about every one of them. Dr. Phil, although a different type of doctor than the others who are on the list, Dr. Phil has an annual salary of $80 million, equating to a net worth of around $280 million. As a television personality, he has certainly utilized his degree after college. Dr. Phil's degree is in psychology, which initially gave him a respectable career as a psychologist, thus leading to a variety of appearances on the Oprah Winfrey Show. This led to his own daytime talk show, helping guests with their problems. The Dr. Phil's show has become one of the top daytime television programs currently on the air. Now, we come home to, you know, something that we all know. Uber transportation, you know. Uber's story began in Paris in 2008. Two friends, Travis Kalanick and Garrett Kamm, were attending the Lueb and Alua Tech Conference. Now, these guys, before that time, they've made some fortune. Their startup, they made some things and they sold their startup business, so they make some money. But they went for this tech conference. The economists described as, we are revolutionaries, you know, that conference, we are revolutionaries gathered to plot the future. The concept for Uber was born one winter night during the conference when the pair was unable to get a cab. Uber was founded on a single idea. What if you could request a ride from your phone? And then look at them today, acquiring, and they have become very great. Now, what is it about all this that I mentioned? And how does it relate to our topic? Serve to lead. You see, the first man was a doctor. But because he cared for patients, cancer patients, he started working on helping to making sure that they are better. The things are getting better for them. That is serving. You see, it wasn't about him, but it was about how do we ensure that people with cancer are better? How do we ensure that we are able to heal and reduce this whatever? It translated eventually to prosperity. When you serve others, that is the way to go. The other man, Dr. Phil, a psychologist, they said even on his show, when they come, it is to help them. That is one thing about him. Uber, those guys were rich. They couldn't get a taxi at that point, at that moment, but they thought about others. In the winter time, cold, no taxi, then they started thinking. So what about if people also in their shoe will need? Brethren, I want to tell you, especially we have young people amongst us here. We have people who are working in organizations. If you want to rise, help. Even in your office, they gave you an assignment, continue to help others. What it does is this. When you help others, like if you have a superior and you help your superior, he will not want to let you go. You will rise. When you serve other people and you serve diligently, you can be sure that your place is at the top. If you are a husband, serve your wife. Serve. Don't think about yourself. Don't think about what you get. You will be blessed. If you are the wife, serve your husband in humility, in submission. You will be surprised at what the Lord will do. Serve to lead. Even you see that most people that are entrepreneurs, when they do business and everything, what they do is that they look at other people. What, for instance, if you find yourself in an environment, somebody was talking to me yesterday, said he was telling me about his challenge. I said, you live in a place that is like a village. I said, what are those things in that area that you will wish if you were in city, you will get? He said, I'm thinking. I said, those are the things that they need in that area. Go and help them solve it. And you know, the moment you are helping them to solve it, prosperity is already knocking at your door. That is the way of God. But when you are doing things out of selfishness, you are doing it the way of the Gentiles. You are doing it the way of the unbelievers. God does not approve of that. That's why the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and had no sorrow. Because everything about God, right from the Genesis, is about humanity. It's about how man will be better. It's about how man will be comfortable. So, as you are seated, whether you go to work, whether you are thinking of what to do, think of how you will be of service to other people. And your prosperity is surely assured. Conclusion. Jesus is the greatest leader of all times. The most successful as well. In the passage we read today, we saw the secret to his greatness, which is to serve. He enjoined us also to do same. Doing same will ultimately lead to our success, prosperity, and leadership as well. Please embrace service. Go today and serve. God bless you. Shall we please rise up to pray? Dear Father, we cannot thank you enough because you have taught us your secret today. The secret to leadership is to serve. Lord, we pray that you give us the grace to be humble, the grace to serve, so that you'll be pleased with us and so that we can prosper in this side of eternity. We worship and adore you. Lord, as we go out today, we pray that you will speak to us so that we will know the area that we need to improve upon to serve humankind. Please, Lord, help us and give us the grace to achieve success in this. For we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.